So this evening, reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is chapter 2, text number 9. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the morning and we are hearing in the evening. Basun. So we have seen the Lord. Huh? We have seen the Lord. Yes, you all have seen. Where is he? Someone is doing inside. Inside. Where is he? Jane, you know? Did you see today? Are you seeing him now? সামনে আছে কি না আছে? Okay, so we all like to see him. We all like to see him. But it is also very important that we hear him. People like to see him but not hear him. Not. But we should come to the temple to see the Lord and hear the Lord. So we have seen him, he's standing right before our eyes. Please all take darshan. Please look. Ay, Radha Madhava Asta Sakhi Vrindaki. In fact, we will see him more by hearing Lord. The way to see the Lord is not with the eyes, but in fact with the ears we see more than with our eyes. So you all, we also have visitors besides our ISKCON devotees sitting here. We have some guests also with us. So we welcome them all. Welcome devotees also. And the guests. So we said that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in the morning. Not this morning. 5,000 years ago. In Kurukshetra, he spoke Bhagavad Gita during early morning hours. You all agree, understand? No, meaning that he spoke in the morning, not during lunch or after his dinner. He spoke in the morning, sun was rising in the east. Army already had arrived and there was two camps, Pandav camp, Kaurav camp.
পাণ্ডব সেনা দলের যে সেনা ছাউনি কৌরব সেনার সেনা ছাউনি সেখানে আছে।
And then, as is the, well, the rule for Dharma Yuddha, at sunrise they commence the battle.
Dharma Yuddha niyam hocche jokhon surjoday hoy tokhon surje yuddhe shuru hoy jokhon surjoday hoyeche yuddho shuru hote cholche.
It goes all day long and then at sunset full stop. So that particular morning, it was also Ekadasi, day of Ekadasi. Mokshada name is also there of that Ekadasi, Mokshada Ekadasi. So we know who spoke, where he spoke, what time he spoke, what did he speak. Everything is very clear. So here in the temple, we're talking to the guest, looks like. Every day we read one verse of one slok, one statement from the Lord.
প্রত্যেক দিন আমাদের মন্দিরে আমরা ভগবানের এই মুখনিষ্ঠ বাণীর একটি শ্লোক পাঠ করে থাকি।
So in fact, Krishna begins his speech, his dialogue, his conversation with Arjuna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
ভগবদ গীতার দ্বিতীয় অধ্যায়ে কৃষ্ণ অর্জুনের সঙ্গে কথা বলা শুরু করেছেন।
First chapter of Bhagavad Gita is also Bhagavad Gita, but it is not technically song of Krishna or statements of Krishna. Arjuna and others have spoken more in the first chapter.
Bhagavad Gita pratham adhyay tike Bhagavad Gita bola hoy kintu sekhane ei bhagwaner je mukhonishito git sheti noy sekhane Arjuna ebong anyanya jara sho bolechen.
And then Sanjay also speaks, makes his comments.
Sanjay tiniyo tar comment diyechen, mantrajo diyechen.
In fact, Sanjay is also. There were three parties. Three parties were listening to Bhagavad Gita.
Tokhon tin.
At the same time, simultaneously. Arjun was, of course, it was meant for Arjun, it's also meant for you. And as Arjun, well, as Krishna Arjun dialogue was happening in Kurukshetra, Sanjay also was able to hear in Hastinapur at the same time. Dur Darshan, Dur Vani, television.
So, jokhon ei Krishna ebong Arjuner sambad cholche Kurukshetra yuddhe prangone, eki sanghe jugopat bhabe Durdarshan ba Durbhash madhyam diye Sanjay Hastinapure sekhane boshe tini sheti shroman korte parchen.
So these are the two parties, and third one was there was a tree not far from where Krishna and Arjuna, their dialogue was on. They're seated in the chariot and very close to the chariot, there was a tree, Akshay Vat. That tree is still there. You could go see that tree, even today the tree is standing. Even tree has become immortal by hearing Bhagavad Gita message. What to speak of us, they?
Bhagavad Gita
So Sanjay is also one of the speakers. I mean, he is Bhagavad Gita, or communicator of Bhagavad Gita. So today's verse is spoken by Sanjay, Sanjay Uvacha. So please repeat after me. Evam muktva rishikesham gudakeshaha parantapaha nayoshaiti govindam uktva tushnim babuvaha sanjayo vacha evam muktva rishikesha rishikesham gudakeshaha parantapaha nayochayiti govindam uktva tushni babuvaha sanjayo vacha. Sanjay said,
Sanjay
Evam, thus, Uktva, speaking, Rishikesham, okay, unto Krishna, this the master of the senses, okay, Gudakeshaha, Arjun, the master of curbing ignorance. Arjun, the master of curbing ignorance. Okay.
Nidra jaya
Arjuna. Parantapaha, the chastiser of the enemies. Nayotse, I shall not fight. Iti, thus. Govindam, unto Krishna, the giver of the pleasure to the senses. Uktva, saying. Tushnim, silent. Babuva, became. Ha, certainly. Sanjay said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, the chastiser of the enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
Anubhav, Sanjay Balin, Ehabe Manubhav Yaktakare, Gudakes, Arjuna, Tapan Rishikesh ke Balin, He Govinda, Ami Yuddha Parvana, He Balin,
report. Dhritarashtra must have been very glad to understand that Arjuna was not going to fight and was instead leaving the battlefield for begging possession.
Dhritarashtra jakhan sunlen Arjuna juddha na kare bhikkha vritti grahan kare jivan dharan karben.
But Sanjay disappointed him again in relating that Arjun was competent to kill his enemies, Parantapaha. Although Arjun was for the time being overwhelmed with false grief due to family affection, he surrendered unto Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a disciple.
Jadiyo Arjun paribarik bandhane mohe basabarti hai, samayik bhavi mahachanna hai padeshle, kintu ta param tini tapari তিনি পরম গুরু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের চরণে আত্মনিবেদন করে তার শিষ্যত্ব বরণ করেছিলেন।
This indicated that he would soon be free from false lamentation resulting from family affection and would be enlightened with perfect knowledge of self-realization or Krishna consciousness and would then surely fight.
আত্মজ্ঞান বা কৃষ্ণ ভগবানামৃত লাভ করবেন এবং ভগবানের নির্দেশে সেই যুদ্ধে রত হয়ে নির্মমভাবে শত্রু সংহার করবেন।
Thus Dhritarashtra's joy would be frustrated since Arjun would be enlightened by Krishna and would fight to the end.
এভাবে সমস্থায়ী যে আশার আনন্দে রাষ্ট্রের গ্রোথ হয়ে উঠেছিল
সঞ্জয় উবাচ এবং উক্ত্বা ঋষিকেশম গুড়াকেশ পরন্তপঃ নয়োচ্চৈতি গোবিন্দম উক্ত্বা তুষ্ণিম বভূবহ। Sanjay said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, the chastiser of the enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
Sanjay bolen, ebhabe monobhav byakto kore Gudakesh, Arjuna tokhon Rishikesh ke bolen, hey Govinda, ami juddho korbo na, ei bole tini moun holen.
So Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport when Dhritarashtra heard, or is he's hearing now, Sanjay is speaking and Dhritarashtra is right there hearing him. And Arjun is declaring the declaration, the decision of Arjun are being communicated to Dhritarashtra by Sanjaya. Na yot se, I shall not fight.
Ami.
And he's addressing Govinda, O Govinda, I shall not fight. So he said this much and Tushnim Babuha, and he became quiet or silent, fell silent.
Tushnim Babuha.
That's good news for Dhritarashtra. And Arjuna is not going to fight. Oh, that's wonderful. That's what I was looking forward to. Arjuna is not going to fight. My children would be spared or they would become victorious if Arjuna did not fight. But in this verse, Sanjay, as he's talking to Dhritarashtra, is describing Arjuna as Parantapaha. He's a chastiser of enemy. And Srila Prabhupada is then in the purport is pointing out, yes, temporarily he has been overwhelmed by this affection, family ties, moha, illusion. But as he would be listening to Krishna, becoming his disciple and then coming out, and then he would be chastising, ultimately chastising, fighting, killing enemies and becoming victorious. He would become victorious.
Srila Prabhupada tatpurye bolchen jodio Arjun paribarik bandhone moher bashobotti hoye samoyik bhabe mohachchanno hoye porechen kintu tini jokhon krishner kache atmasamarpon korechen tar shishyotto goron korchen tar theke shravan korchen obosshoi tar ei je samoyik moh duribhuto hobe ebong tini punorar yuddhe uddeshito hoben.
So Arjuna had, well, come on the scene with the determination to fight. In the beginning he had come with the... Seated in a very, very special chariot, Svetair Hayair Yukte Mahati Shandane Sthito. The first chapter says that their white horses were pulling the Mahati Shandane, very special, expensive, nicely carved chariot. Madhava Pandava Shaiva, and in that chariot two personalities are sitting, Madhav and Pandav, and this Pandav is Arjun. Divyoshankho Pradadmatu, and soon both of them, they sounded, they blew their transcendental conch shells. Doesn't sound like a conch shell. Krishna blew his conch shell called, what is that? Panchajanya. And the name of Arjuna's conch shell? Devadatta Dhananjayaha. Devadatta was the name of the conch shell. And there are names of other Pandavas conch shells also mentioned. So Arjun was very much eager to fight. So before beginning the fight, he was desirous to see his enemies. Please show me who they are. Who do they think they are? They would fight with me. Please bring my chariot forward. Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayame chutah. Arjun says, Senayor ubhayor madhye, in between two armies, ratham sthapaya, please get my chariot situated in between two armies.
Arjun bolchen sena ubhay sena pakhe maskhane amar rath ke niye sthapon
kora. So immediately here Partha Sarthi, Lord has become the chariot driver of his devotee. In his left hand he has the ropes, the reins of the horses. left hand.
Yeah.
And Lord is having whip, chabuk, in his right hand. So he's immediately started moving the chariot forward. So soon the chariot was in between the two armies, closer to the enemy camp, enemies. And Arjun is seeing who has come, who has assembled. That time, as Arjun is observing the army, enemy camp, enemies, Krishna says, he says, Pasha, means see, just see, Pasha etan, samavetan, kurun. All those who have assembled here are none but the Kurus. Lord is giving some hint to Arjun. Oh, you want to see? Just see who has come to fight with you, or you have to fight with Kurus. They are Kurus. You are also Kuru. They are also Kurus. Same family. Wake up, Arjun. Take note of this, Arjun.
Bhagavan Balsam Arjun, to me, let me see. Karaka Yukokara Manasas on declaration. To me, a Kuru Pokhotigasu or a Kuru Pokhotigasu. And Kuru. So, therefore, to me, Kasum Yukokara.
So, not only Arjun is seeing, but Lord is also showing. Or getting his attention. Just see. Kurus have come to fight with you. Same family. So by seeing and by hearing, the whole chemistry inside, within, has changes very fast, very quickly. No, he was, blood was boiling. Hey, take my chariot! He's getting ready, he's sharpening his arrows, or he's wanted to see who. But now, as he has seen and heard from Krishna also, just five words, Pasya etan samavetan kurun. Just four or five words. These are the only words Krishna speaks in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Nothing more, nothing less. Then Arjun begins trembling, his body is shaking. Sidanti mama gatrani, says my body is trembling. Mukhamja parishushyati. My mouth is drying up. Gandivam sransate hasta. The Gandiv dhanush, the bow is slipping right out of my hands. Could you fight if you're whole shaking? Can you fight? You have to be very steady, focused. motionless. So many things are happening to his mind, within the mind, the whole bodily transformations are there. And then Arjuna is also thinking, he's expressing himself now. Sreya nanu pashyami hatva svajanamahave. I do not see any benefit, no Sreya, no long-term benefit really by killing hatva svajanam ahave in this horrible battle, killing our own family members. I don't see any benefit.
So Arjuna বলছেন আমার আত্মীয় স্বজনদেরকে বধ করে এখান থেকে আমি কোনো সেও দেখতে পাচ্ছি না.
And I am not interested, naham vijayam kangshe, na rajyam, na sukhani cha. Krishna, Arjuna is making very clear that I don't want kingdom, no happiness, I am not interested in this.
Arjuna srasrikaya parasun, ekhan dhe rajyasu, ami vijayam, kishui asa karina.
And then Arjuna keeps talking more and more and more. So many concerns. What about this dharma? What about jati dharma? What about kula dharma? What about this and that? So many dharmas, so many concerns, so many issues. So with each additional idea that he presents, he is deviating more. There's more and more deviation. This is the way to go, but with each idea is kind of turning away from the Lord's idea. And soon he would be 180 degrees. And this is what, what is the verse? Tushnim bhava. I'm not going to fight. The fighting, this was Lord's idea, Lord's desire, Lord's plan. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya, sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear. This is the purpose for which I appear. This is dharma yuddha, and this is meant to establish dharma. And to protect the devotees like you Pandavas. And kill the miscreants. So this is a vision of the Lord, the purpose of his advent. But now Arjuna is not showing any interest in this plan or vision, desire of the Lord. So earlier also at the end of the first chapter, Arjuna kind of he sits down. Making it clear that I am not going to fight. Like sometimes you, the bulls or, well, buffalo, he buffalo, not she, he buffalo, pulling the cart, and big load, and the summer season, and it's hard for him to pull further. Sometimes the farmer, you know, is beating the buffalo or the bull. He's trying to push or pull the bull, try to move him forward. But when the buffalo, he buffalo doesn't want to move and wants to make it very clear, what does buffalo do? He sits down. It makes very clear statement, okay, this is it. Now you know, my dear farmer, I'm not going to move. So the last statement of the first chapter was very similar also. And also spoken by Sanjay. Evam muktva arjunaha sankhe ratopastha upavishat visrajya sashasharam chapam shokasav vignamanasaha. Arjun said, Sanjay said, Adamadavakhe jaya. Arjun, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief.
Sanjay bolchen rana khetre ei kotha bole Arjun tar dhanur ban tyag kore shoke akranto chitte rath pore probeshan korlen.
So as Arjun was talking to the Lord, you know, what about this? What about this dharma? What about this? He was thinking that probably he's going to convince him, you know, by, oh, this did not work, maybe I'll say this, and for sure he will be convinced. And, Well, Arjun was expecting, yes, that's fine. What do you say? Exactly right, Arjun, I agree with you. Forget this battle, let's have breakfast. Let's go eat breakfast. Oh, let's, did he not get? Oh, that as Arjun was talking in the first chapter, it's like Arjun Gita, not Bhagavad Gita so much, Arjun Gita, song of Arjun, statements of Arjun. So he was thinking that, oh, this did not work, now I'll say something more. For sure this statement will be convincing the Lord. Oh, if not this, that one, and probably Lord would say, okay, that's fine, forget this battle. Let's go have breakfast. So Arjun is sitting in the chariot, making it very clear that he is not going to fight. In fact, Arjun begins, Ashrupurna Kulekshanam, He is in tears. Arjun is in tears. Could you imagine Arjun? Arjun is full of compassion and depressed in mind, his eyes full of tears. And now the second chapter, second verse. This is where Krishna officially begins talking. And the first thing that Krishna had to say was, probably Arjuna was expecting that Lord is going to at least now make some praise my statements, appreciate what I have said. Congratulations, well done, well spoken, Arjun. But that was not the case. Instead, Lord said, Kutastva Kashmalamidam. Kutastva, where from? Kutastva Kashmalam Idam. All that you have spoken, that Idam, Kashmalam, all this rubbish. Okay, where is the dustbin? Should be dumped in the dustbin. So this is Lord's comment, his comment on all that Arjuna had to say. And Arjuna was thinking, I am speaking something very intelligent, very concerned, social concerns, this issues, that issues, family tradition, and this must be. In fact, when people read first chapter, they hear Arjun speak, or they read what Arjun has to say, they kind of agree with Arjun. Forget all other people, probably when you read for first time, I remember when I was reading, understanding the first chapter, Arjun's statement, this makes sense, that's right, you are right on, Arjun, yes, go on speaking. I was kind of, well done, wow, Arjun, ki jai. But Lord doesn't say Arjun ki jai. Boo, not thumbs up, but so, and then a little more statements. Then Arjuna again speaks, and then he becomes silent, quiet. And that is today's verse. And then towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord is talking, kind of concluding, saying, Sarva Dharman, what? Parityaja, give up these varieties of religion, varieties of religion. Why is he talking of this Sarva Dharman? What is the connection of this? Why Krishna had to say Sarva Dharma, Arjun Sarva Dharman Parityaja? You give up all varieties of religion, all these thoughts, all these concerns, all these isms, all this. Why?
So Krishna Arjun ke kya hi katha bolne Sarva Dharma kya karar karne? Karan ki nahi.
Is it there? Is this in the Bhagavad Gita context, or this has some other connections? Right here, in the first chapter, all the dharmas, some of the dharmas Arjuna has mentioned. What about this dharma? What about this? What about this? What about? And Krishna says, give it up! These thoughts. And accept my dharma. Accept my dharma. Not your dharma. I think, according to me, it's my opinion. Give this up. This is all gambling. This is all mental speculation and gambling. It's not only lottery and this and that is a gambling, but this is a bigger gambling. Mental speculation. I think according to me. Arjun, this is according to me, Arjun is talking in the first chapter. It's my opinion, Arjun is talking in the first chapter. And Krishna says, give it up. So the first word in Bhagavad Gita is, what is the first word in Bhagavad Gita?
Bhagavad Gita, pratham shabda ki ache?
Dharma. Dharma, the first word is dharma.
Bhagavad Gita, pratham shabda ache dharma.
Last word?
Says shabda ki?
Go on saying. What is the last word? Matir? Mama. Last word is mama. First word is dharma. Last word is mama. Put it together. Mama dharma. My dharma. Whole Bhagavad Gita is what? My dharma. My law. My Lord's law, law of the Lord, that's dharma, religion. Whole Bhagavad Gita is dharma. So give up other ideas and accept Krishna's ideas, the original ideas, beneficial for, well, everybody, living entities and the family and the society and the country and the humanity and like that. All the living entities.
Desh, jati, manush, samastha ji, jagatir janne, eti pallankar, sakale janne.
Okay, so we'll stop here.
Amra ekhane bondho korbo.
Any questions? Quick question, comment? Yeah?
So, he died?
Yeah, he dies also. Yeah, because ultimately very few persons remained. I don't think his name is mentioned as survivor. No, English. Acharya.
What are these purpose of the Guru
Kshetra?
So, Krishna wants to escape the dharma. And Ishvara Adharma. So, you can see when Guru Kshetra is finished, so all the
no, he established Yudhishthira Maharaj as the Dharmaraj, as a ruler of the world, emperor of the world, and then he is under his. In his kingdom, the dharma is established.
What generation is finished? Pandavas, what generation also finished? Almost everybody.
Yeah, so the Pandavas are there. And lucky they are finished. They are finished in presence of the Lord. That's not ordinary. In earthquake, New Zealand had earthquake, or you know, tsunami, so many people died, or flood, people die. So this dying in Kurukshetra is not like that. In one sense, the violence and killing happened, and it's not a good news. But another level is very auspicious. This battle is very auspicious. So many souls, while seeing the Lord face to face, they are living. Enemies are getting better darshan of Krishna. Than the Pandavas. Arjuna is only seeing the back of the Lord, taking darshan of back of the Lord, and Bhishma and others are seeing Lord face to face. And that is what Bhishma Pitama was also remembering. He had a good darshan. So again we come into the Arjun kind of mentality when we ask this question. What Arjun has to say, the kinds of thoughts and concerns Arjun is raising in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. So what you are talking is in that category. We do not see Krishna involved or Krishna consciousness. We are more concerned, oh, it's a bad thing. Killing is a bad thing. Why did Lord kill? And he meant to establish dharma. Like Mahatma Gandhi, because he wants to establish non-violence as the essence of Bhagavad Gita. So he doesn't believe in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. According to him, this never happened. And if anyone could prove that Krishna was actually right there in Kurukshetra, and he encouraged Arjuna to fight and kill, and all those bloody scenes happened, if someone could prove that to him, he said that day, that moment, he would resign from the membership of this religion, Hinduism. I had nothing to do with this religion. I would declare, if the Lord really personally spoke, book, and so that was so Mahatma Gandhi is like Arjun. He's talking like Arjun. The way Arjun was talking before he had heard Bhagavad Gita, Gandhi was also talking like that. And so many people talk like that. I was just hearing Prabhupada, he said, yes, without Krishna, they talk of Bhagavad Gita, but minus Krishna. There's no Krishna there. Any other monkey stuff here? Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Sri Krishna Arjun ki jai, Radha Madhav ki jai,
Sri Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.